USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna filed paperwork with the Food and Drug Administration Monday requesting an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. It also presented more data from its Phase 3 trials that showed the shot was 94% effective against the virus and 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mansif Salawi says the new data is great news. The head of Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that millions of doses of vaccine should be ready to ship as soon as their use is approved.
We're also producing a few millions of doses of vaccine in preparation for approval. Both vaccines have now been submitted to the FDA for emergency use authorization, expected around the 11th or so of December for Pfizer and around the 18th or 19th for the Moderna vaccine, and hopefully we'll start rolling vaccine doses.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The U.S. is sending an envoy to the Middle East to try to broker a deal in a years-old dispute. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump has sent an envoy to the Middle East to continue bringing peace and stability to the region. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team will travel to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks aimed at resolving the dispute between neighboring Gulf countries. About 3 years ago, blockades of sea and airspace were enacted by Saudi Arabia against Qatar, accusing the island nation of supporting terrorism and working with Iran's dirty deeds. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game that was originally scheduled for Thanksgiving night has been moved again. The game will now kick off at 3:40 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday afternoon. All three of the game's postponements are a result of a coronavirus outbreak among Ravens players and staff. Baltimore had another positive test on Monday, which was the ninth straight day that a Ravens player had tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's the scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments.
The findings are from the Major Cities Chiefs Association, representing the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities. There were some 8,700 protests between the death of George Floyd on May 25th and the end of July. Some cities saw over 1,000 protests in that two-month period. That environment contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as a wave of police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent. Violence particularly common when out-of-state protesters appeared at protests and from far-left protesters whom 78% of departments reported seeing. 42% were classified as nonviolent civil disobedience, the takeover of a freeway or road blocking traffic, yet actions that still posed a danger to innocent bystanders. 72% of agencies saw officers injured between May and July, totaling over 2,000. And 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
MCCA members reported the widespread use of rocks, bricks, frozen bottles, fireworks, poles, and bats to assault officers. 97 police cars were also burned. By comparison, agencies reported using non-lethal methods of crowd control in just 2-3% of protests, less than half the number of protests that turned violent. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.